Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
I want to go over a couple of things for you. Do's and don'ts, mostly don'ts. That's the way the rules of the world work. You know that. You get your handbook. Here are the do's and don'ts. Well, 95% of it is don't do this and don't do that. By the way, if you'd like to check in before the end of the day today, 888-900-9966 is the number. You can go to stevegruber.com to listen live, by the way. Click the listen live button. That's how clever I am. You can also follow on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show, and on Twitter, at Steve Gruber Show. Find us there. Send comments, concerns, money if needed. Five things you must not do during the totality at the solar eclipse. Brought to you by Forbes today. Brought to you by Forbes. And as you have heard, totality will occur along a stretch beginning just south of Portland, exiting just north of Savannah in South Carolina primarily. South Carolina, half the state will be in totality. South Carolina is the place to be. For the most part, but do not waste your time taking photographs. That's hint number one from Forbes. They say it'll pass too quick and other folks will get pictures for you. Do not leave your eclipse glasses on during totality. As soon as you cannot see the sun through your eclipse glasses, take them off. Totality is here. Take time to take in everything. The birds will stop singing. The earth will turn dark. You will see stars. You will see, all sorts of incredible things. But stop viewing the sun through binoculars, telescopes, and other such optics before totality ends. Here's what it says. Looking at directly at the sun for even a split second through binoculars or a telescope can blind you forever. And they're not joking. And remember, there's some fake glasses floating around out there, eclipse glasses, that are not suited for this event. The rip-offs or knockoffs are dangerous. Be careful. Make sure you've got the real thing. Buy it from a reputable place. If it's too cheap and sounds too good to be true, don't wreck your vision for that. And don't rely solely on your eyes. The temperatures will plummet, like I said. Nocturnal animals may come out. Birds stop singing. You know, take time to look around at the whole world around you. It's a pretty special event. As we heard our guest David tell us, he spent 5 years planning for this, got his reservations 3 years ago. Speaking of the climate and such and all such things, Al Gore's movie continues to bomb, but hold on, I'm going to Elaine. Elaine is checking in Ann Arbor. I didn't see that, Alex. Elaine, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for taking the call. I heard that Donald Trump could only make two political appointments to the IRS, and that's all he could do. I also heard from Tyrone that the Satanist Club, an elementary Satanist club in Oregon or Washington, made an application for tax status, and they got it in a couple of weeks.
Well, there's a lot of those things go on, Elaine, that it just depends where you're coming from. But if you're a conservative group looking for tax-exempt status, still very difficult to get. And you're right about the limitations about how many people can be appointed, but it's utterly ridiculous that legitimate organizations, like the organizations of some friends of mine, and they have their Lois Lerner letter signed by Lois Lerner saying that they do not qualify. The game is still rigged. It's not as rigged as it was a few months ago, but it's still rigged, and there's a lot of work to be done. But with all the distractions on, by the way, have you heard anything about Russia recently? And the answer is no, because now it's all about Donald Trump was a member of the Ku Klux Klan or some other nonsense. It's whatever distraction they can use to take your eye off the ball. Elaine, thank you for checking in. Is there another call there, Alex? Am I reading this right or not? Dave? Okay, no. All right, so back to where we were with Al Gore. He finds, The Inconvenient Sequel totally bombing at the box office. Less than $2 million total after 17 days, and that's been a couple of days ago now. Less than $2 million, 17 days, complete dud. Nobody cares, Al. It's been a very mild, cool summer in the Northeast. Snow and usually hot places, incredible amounts of snow in Northern California this past weekend. Al Gore has has Al Gore's time on the stage run its course? I certainly hope so, but we'll see. By the way, speaking of snow and cold and winter weather, those of us in the Midwest and all the way to the Northeast need to keep our mittens, boots, and shovels handy. According to the Farmer's Almanac, goes on sale this week, predicting a snowy winter. Certainly very heavy from Maryland to Maine and in the Midwest as well. Publication now in its 200th year isn't afraid to go out on a limb with its long-term weather forecast that rely on a formula that is secret, by the way, that David Young first compiled and began using in 1818. It utilizes sunspots, tidal action, and other factors that many scientists today don't pay much attention to. Editors looking to redeem themselves after missing the mark when heavy snow failed to materialize in the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic states last year, but they're sticking with it. Cold and wet and wild. That's what the 2018 Farmer's Almanac is calling for you and me. Let's go to Mike now on the hotline in Lansing. Mike, what's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to catch you earlier, but you were talking about maybe gas tax or toll roads. Well, I'm a truck driver, and there's a new truck coming out in 2020. U.S. Express has already ordered a bunch of them, but the deal is they're diesel, or not diesel, but hydrogen and electric. And that's going to be a game changer for the sale of diesel, because if they don't have the money coming through for the diesel tax, and this thing all goes nationwide, which I think it's going to do, its time has come. It's like, because even in Europe, Germany's already preparing to outlaw diesel engines because of all this new electric stuff. So it's like, where are they going to get the road tax money? They're going to have
That's a good question. Who's building this truck?
It's called the Nikola One. They debuted it in December of last year in Salt Lake City. It was built on the back of the drivers because of all the complaints they had of getting in and out of a rig and all the problems they had with it. Well, this
gotta leave it there, Mike. I gotta leave it there. It's a great tip. I'm gonna look into it. Nikola One hydrogen electric hybrid truck coming soon. Thank you.